Irvin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Irvin Bavli, Daf Yud Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph from the base at the Mishnah at Halacha Yud. Rekifim Mekonim of Vajleye Ben Konim Machaveroi Shleisha Tvachim. We may surround with sticks stuck in the ground as long as there are on three Tvachim between them. Vishawa Dibru Dibru Yehuda. Rida says that these heterim were given only for a caravan of travelers. Chacham say that these heterim always apply. They discuss the caravan because that's a regular, typical case. Kol mechitza she'ena shal shesiv she'erev, ena mechitza divrei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the mechitza must be horizontal and vertical, means sticks and ropes. Chachamim echad mishnei dvarim. Chacham said it can be one of the two ways, means horizontal or vertical. Abod dvarim patur b'machane mevi'im etzim mikamakim v'tur merachitzas yadayim v'medemai v'medarev. Four exemptions were given to an army encampment. They may bring wood from any place without concern of theft. They're exempt from washing before eating, from tithing demai, which is doubtfully tied produce, and from making an eruv. The Gemara says, Mekifin bekonim b'she'ara divrei Rabbi Yehuda. One brings an advice, so Rabbi Yehuda says, one may surround with sticks in a caravan. We can infer that an individual needs a wall that is horizontal and vertical. Rabbi Yehuda, I should say, Mishnai ben Yochid l'she'ara, Rabban leim Mishnai ben Yochid l'she'ara. Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes between an individual and a caravan. Does the Chacham not distinguish between an individual and a caravan? Notice we can learn from the following. If a caravan camped in a mound 10 tefachim tall or in a cavity 10 tefachim deep, in a garden surrounded with a fence, they may carry in it, even if it's a base core, which is the area in which one seeds 30 sar, meaning 75,000 square amas. Or may carry in all of it, as long as there isn't a base assign, which means 5,000 square amas empty. Rabbi Acha, v'shem Rechinna, afilu, uchavois, afilu avitim. Rabbi Acha, quoting Rechinna, said, even saddles, even avitim, which is pillars under saddles, suffice that the place is not considered empty. Rav Huna's words show that empty is only of people, means it's forbidden if there are basis time more than is allowed for the number of people. Dama Rabbi Abba b'shem Rav Huna, echad o shnayim noisin lahen beis asayim, gimel noisin lahen beis shish asayim, mikam v'helech lefi cheshbrein, en she'er apachos mishleisha. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rav Huna, said that one or two people, we give to them beis asayim. To three, we give base 6 sayim. From 3 and up, it's according to the calculation of base sayim per person. A caravan is not less than 3. This is dumb, but it shows that even Chachamim distinguish individuals and a caravan. Ein ahakum mashlim b'she'ara cotton, moshu yashlim b'she'ara. Gentiles do not complete the share of 3. Does a minor complete the caravan? The Gemara does not answer this question. What's the case? There were two, and they made one Erev, means there was a Kamelis or Shisarabim in between, so it didn't help. And the Gentile came and added walls that would enable an Erev. Shabbos already entered Be'issa, so it's forbidden even now that there are walls. Are you Gimel Be'uvu Shnaim, Be'uvu Shnaim, Erevin, if there were 3 and they made 2 Erevin, means each was ma'arev by itself, and a Gentile came and opened the walls between them, Shabbos already entered Beheta, so it's still permitted. Rabbi Durifa, Omar, Rabbi Nissa, Shal, Mao, Litin Lahin, Gimel Roshay Torim, Sheze Metalta Basich Sasayim, Shal Zer, Rabbi Metalta Basich Sasayim, Shal Zer. Rabbi Durifa said that Rabbi Nissa asked, do we give to them 3 triangles? That this one may carry in the base assignment of this one, and this one may carry in the base assignment of this one. Rabbi Acha b'shem Rav Chisdai, Asya Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, B'shitas Alviv, Cholok Al Alviv. Racha quoting of Chista for Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, holds like his father, but disagrees with his father. B'shitas Alviv, B'yochid, say Pachis, Mi Beis Osayim, B'chalko Alviv, B'shiyora, say Yosi Mi Beis Osayim. He holds like his father about an individual, in less than Beis Osayim, means both require horizontal and vertical machitzas, and argues with his father about a caravan more than Beis Osayim, a person. Rida says that a horizontal or vertical wall suffices if there's not Beis Osayim empty. The son allows this only out to Beis Osayim per person. Behein Ashkachnan do Yehuda Ama B'yochid, if you say Pachis and Beis Osayim, Tzach Shesiberev. The Gemara asks, where do we find that Yehuda said that an individual in less than Beis Osayim needs horizontal and vertical mechitzas? Yishvim Nado, Dama B'acha, Tuna Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Sheshes, Kashim Shechalukim Kan, Kach Halukim B'Kilayim. Once as we learn from the following, Acha said that Rabbi Chanin, quoting Rabbi Yasser, quoting Rabbi Sheshes, taught a writer, just like they argue here, they argue in Kilayim. Kilayim le'afilu hi besoiva. Isn't Kilayim even for besoiva? Means one part in 24 of a besar, the smallest shear in Kilayim. Also in Shabbos, it does not distinguish less than besosayim, which is the smallest shear, from more than it. Kamahu machane, how much is a machane that Chacham exempted from those four dinin that we learned earlier? Ve'chananya oimer, meya,
ve'yavoy,
yidoin, ve'meya ish she'itoi, ve'kasei machane. Chananya answered, it's at least 100, the Pasuk says in Shoftim, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yutef, and Gideon came, and there were 100 people at the edge, who were with him at the edge of the camp.
Ve'vina boy, ilo ama machane, ve'anosh ma'she'itoi, meya, yos. Ravina objected, had it said, Machane ba'anash moshe ashe itoi meya, it would have been a proper answer. However, the way it was written, Bikitseya machane refers to machane midyon. Rav Yechon Omar, Asor v'yavo na'ri dovid v'idabu el naval v'gamer. Rav Yechon gives a different answer, it's 10, as the Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph Pechofei Pasuk Tef, and the youths of Dovid came and they spoke to Naval. And before it said that there were 10. Mo'vi Anuchu, this is after that in the Pasuk, Rabbi Yusta Barshuna Amar Nasu Machane. What is the word Vayanuchu? Rabbi Yusta Barshuna said that they made a Machane. Rabbi Yudah Ben Pazi Amar Asora Ad Lemachane Godol Kamachane Elohim Vakama Machane Elohim Asora. Rabbi Yudah Ben Pazi supports this, he said it's 10. As the Pasuk says in Divrei Yom Aleph Peg Yud-Beis Pasuk Chof Gimel, until the great Machane, like the Machane of Hashem. How much is the Machane of Hashem? It is 10, because it means the Shechina dwells amongst 10. Tani B'Shem Rav Yudah, Shnei Masar Elef K'Machane Yisrael. A third answer is in the name of Rav Yudah, that it's 12,000 like Machane Yisrael, and initially this many came to fight Midyan. Hayyotzim Namilchem Esar Oshus, Mutarim B'Gezel, Eitzim, Lachim, Vasurim, Begezel, Eitzim, Yveshim, Hayotzim, Nemechemes Chayva, Mutarim, Begezel, Eitzim, Yveshim, Ulachim. A machne that goes out to an optional war may take from anyone moist wood but not dry wood. One that goes out to an obligatory war may steal dry and moist wood. Rav Daniel, boy, do Rav Katina, B'Shem, Rav Kuna, Yim Hayu Asuyim, Chavila, Asa. Daniel Boydu of Katina, quoting Rav Huna, said if they were made in a bundle, it's forbidden. Ad kadem b'she'in smuchim l'chayresh v'afil smuchim l'chayresh. Yeshua enacted that anyone may take wood from fields and it's not considered theft. That's only when they are not near a forest. And machna submitted even if they're near a forest. Ad kadem b'she'in smuchim l'mayan v'afil smuchim l'mayan. Anyone may eat without a Jersey dime if he has no water. Now, that's only when they are not near a spring. A machne is permitted even if they are near a spring. Nechasu imahim le'ir, kvar nifturu, yotzu imahim me'ir, kvar nishayivu b'demai. A machne need not tie of demai. If they acquired demai and entered the city with them, they were already exempted. If people had demai in their houses and left the city to go to war, they were already obligated to tie of demai. Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Yavo, Rav Chizki b'shem Rav Yudah bar Pazi, demai tikein lo tikein. Obviously, quoting Rav Yero, quoting Rav Chizkiya, quoting Rav Yudah bar Pazi, says, why is it called Demai? This is like Damai, what is it? Was it fixed? Was it tithed or was it not tithed? Umil Arev, and the Mishnah said they are exempt from making an Erev. Uvchia ba'ashi amar hadar dat amar be'eruvi chatzirus avivoi tchumim dvar teira hein. Uvchia ba'ashi, so this refers to eruvi chatzirus, but eruvi tchumim is midoraisa, the obligated. Ish chatzirus in machane, are the chatzirus in a machane, surely has to refer to eruvi tchumim. And she said, latzir olim shim machane. The answer is needed to permit transfer between tents in the machane. Gadol tani olim shim machane. Einon, she said, Einon sichem eruv, olim shim she'ora, sichem eruv. We have support by so the tents in a machane do not need an eruv, tents in a caravan need an eruv. Yuda ben teima oime, achreinim echol mokim, mokim shehin ne'erogim, sham nekborim, shleitem yasuke rege palmusyeis. Rabbi Yehuda ben Teima said that there are more leniencies for a machane, they may even camp anywhere, and where they die, they're buried. Don't say that they do like the troops who dig a big pit to cast all the mason into. If Tanitani osa lifneisam, if Tanitani muta lifneisam. Some teachers are forbidden to move a body from where they were buried initially, and some teachers are permitted to move them. Amav chastai, man da amav muta lifneisam b'muchunosim, and man da amasur lifneisam b'mufuzarim. Chastai said the one who permits moving them discusses a gathering with many bodies together in one pit, is honorable to bury them separately. The one who forbids moving them discusses when they are separate. Just like when they go out to war, they're exempt from four matters, so when they return, they're exempt. Rabbi Yosef, Rabun, Shamal Abin Adar, Mi Yareh V'Chared, Yashev V'Yitzpor, Meha HaGilad. V'Lama Hin Choyzen, B'Tzivir, Mifnei HaSoinim. Rabbi Yosef, Rabun, for the source from the Pasuk in Shoftim, Zion, Perek, Pasuk Gimel, that we learn from who is afraid and trembling to return the Yitzpor Mehar Gilad. Meaning, why do they return hastily? It's due to the enemy, since there's danger, we're leaning also when they return. Rav Yossi Burabun Vashem Rav Kashem Shalichasam Baturim Me'abar Dvorim Kach Bachadrosam Baturim Midal Dvorim. If you Burabun quoting Rav, so just like when they go out, they're exempt from four matters, so in their return, they're exempt from four matters. Had Melach Perek Mavri.